Ready? Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're ready to go. Good evening, council. Miss Julie, could you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Onslow?
Here.
Councilmember Akeley?
Present.
Councilmember Wells?
Here.
Councilmember Day?
Here.
Councilmember Lindsay?
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Here.
Mayor Stos?
Here. Thank you. Mr. Stewart, are there any late changes to the agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Two late changes. We are going to remove business item number one, the motion for approval of Clover Hill Phase 7 final plat, and that will come back to you at your next meeting, and replace that with business item one, which is authorization to apply for RCO, state RCO grant for the Ridgefield Skate Park.
Thank you very much. We'll move to the consent agenda. I would accept a motion.
Ron Onslow, I move to accept the consent agenda as published.
Dana Zimmer, I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as presented. Any questions, council? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passes. Thank you very much. We'll start with a presentation on the Coronavirus Relief Fund. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council. Want to make sure, can everyone hear me?
A little more volume, Kirk.
So what we're looking at today is a policy and procedure that we've put in administratively that we wanted to present to you. We received the CARES Act funding, Coronavirus Relief Fund grant from the state of Washington for $266,850. And unlike most pass-through federal grants that have very specific reasoning for what we can use it for, this one's a little bit more flexible, and it has criteria, but it also, there's a lot of, differences in what can and can't be done. Second, getting a
he's looking at his phone.
So what we're trying to do with this policy and procedure is identify what's eligible for the grant funding. It does, like I said, leave some flexibility maybe for the city manager to determine what we can use for. There's two very specific things you cannot use it for, and that's to replace a loss in revenue attributed to COVID-19 and supplanting current expense that's expenses accounted for in the City of Ridgefield's budget, most recently approved on March 27th of this year. And that's the area that we really want to focus on with this policy and procedure. One of the things that is eligible is personnel expense, if the personnel expense is related directly to mitigation for dealing with the emergency, but then also payroll expense related to, and this is where we want to clarify, related to quarantining and basically facilitating compliance with public health measures. And so what we're looking at with the quarantining is we have set up specific codes that were called out in our Ridgefield Continuing Operations Plan for payroll that address two things: quarantined individuals that are quarantining for vulnerable categories, and or they're quarantining to facilitate proper distancing. As a very small city with a small staff, we need to make sure that we have people available to take care of our core services and not run out of people at certain times, which we have had one entire department out before. And then by looking at that, we're kind of identifying that. And then we have one other code that deals with people who have tested positive and are waiting, quarantining and segregating themselves because they're awaiting, they've been exposed and they're awaiting potential testing. So So with that, when you go back to that supplanting expense, that's kind of the main thing that we're looking at in this. We're looking at identifying staff that have quarantined for that reason. And in multiple different webinars that I've attended for the Department of Commerce and the State Auditor's Office, they've kind of talked about making sure you're documenting your thought process and how you're requesting reimbursement. We've already requested two reimbursements and have approximately $49,000 left of that granting funds, and a good portion of that was for labor. So we're making sure by documenting this that we're not just supplanting the expense and just paying for current labor, but there's a reason behind what we're doing. So that's really the main reasons. It just kind of identifies our policies and our thought process behind that that we've been working through this entire time, and then also the procedures for how we request the refunds and the different information that we do have to submit to the Department of Commerce when we request reimbursement. So kind of a long way of explaining something very simple. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those. We're not requesting any action because you already have approved the continued operations plan. This is just a companion to that to show council what we're doing to try to document our thought process as we request those funds to be reimbursed.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mayor Pro Tem Wells, do you have any questions of Mr. Johnson?
I have none.
Councillor Day, do you have any questions?
No, I did not.
Okay. Councillor Onslow, any questions for Mr. Johnson?
This is the beginning of this. It says council request for council action, and yet there is no recommended motion. So we don't, do we? Is this just to let us know?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Lindsay, any questions?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Councillor Akeley?
No questions.
And Councillor Zeemer, any questions?
No, thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks, Mr. Johnson. Appreciate that. Next, we'll move on to our first order of business, which is resolution number 583, Ridgefield Skate Park grant application. Mr. Cast.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good evening, council and citizens. So tonight for your consideration is an authorization resolution for staff to submit a grant request to the RCO, Recreation Conservation Office of Washington. Our project that we are submitting for is a new skate park that would be located at Davis Park in the grassy areas next to the old CDD building. This project would construct a skate park with concrete ramps. We would be able to also reuse the existing metal ramps that were purchased using grant funds from the Clark County Parks Foundation in this new design. We would also be, with this project, removing and demolishing the old community development building and in its place constructing a restroom similar to the one at Overlook Park. That would be a two-stall restroom with a center area for storage, irrigation, controls, etc. And finally, we would be rehabilitating the existing parking lot there and adding some landscape and rain gardens to treat stormwater. The total grant cost is $704,000. Of that, we are requesting $490,000 from RCO, and we would be providing a $199,000 catch match using PIF funds and $15,450 in in-kind staff time is a portion of our match too. The grant, I've been working on it here for the past several months. The final step here, once we are authorized to submit, is a presentation to the board of RCO in September. That'll be late in September. And then if we are selected, we should know that towards the end of the year. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, but staff is requesting that council pass this authorization resolution so that we can submit for this grant.
Thank you, Mr. Cast. Mayor Pro Tem Wells, do you have any questions?
Oh, sounds good.
Councillor Day.
Good job. No questions.
Councillor Onslow.
I have two. The original skate park was through a grant from CDBG. Have you I know that they have to do something, but I don't know what it is. Have you checked that out?
Well, as far as repurposing it for other uses, you mean?
Yes. Well, I don't believe you can take it away unless you're replacing, and I think you have to go through some steps. And since you're moving it, then that has to be addressed also.
So this would just be moving the existing portable skate equipment that was purchased with Clark County Parks Foundation funds. So other than that, there wouldn't really be, with this proposal at least, any changes to Community Park other than moving that portable skate equipment.
So the skate park basically would not be different than what it is now?
So there would be, and I wish I had, sorry because this is a late change, but I have a lovely exhibit I put together that shows what the, you know, sort of a draft of what the park would look like. So there would be some significant new concrete ramps built, a concrete bowl. It's all above ground equipment with the soils and the grades and stuff over there. We decided that was better than actually digging into the ground to make the skate bowl. So it would all be sort of raised up higher than ground level, but there'd be a bowl. There's a couple of different ramps and some stairs and rails as well. And then there's an open space that you can place the existing portable metal ramps in so that those can continue to be used throughout the rest of their useful life.
Okay, well, I do know that you have to address the CDBG thing, and is it for sure that we go into that area next to Davis?
That is the area that was identified in the grant and that was identified sort of preliminarily with Parks Board prior to COVID shutdown. Unfortunately, with COVID and meeting restrictions, we weren't able to get final input from the Parks Board on this, but have been coordinating with Parks Board Chair Kim Stinbeck and have received a sort of a thumbs up from her.
Okay, well, I just a personal note, I do not agree with it going in next to Davis Park. I agree with what you're doing, and I agree with the restrooms and the fixing the parking lot. I think that's all great. It's a great plan. I don't like it going into the next to Davis Park.
Okay, well, there'll be certainly be opportunities for additional discussion, you know, if we're successful in this grant application as to where it goes and how it looks.
Okay.
Councilor Lindsay, questions?
I just have one question. So you're going to be submitting this proposal like tomorrow or something, right? Like immediately?
Yes.
Okay. What is the like timeline on turnaround? How long does it usually take for them to give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down on something like this?
As I mentioned, we have the final step in this whole prolonged grant application process is a presentation. I gave a draft presentation and received some feedback on it last month. So have taken that feedback into account and we'll give a final presentation to the selection board late in September. And then I believe that in November or December when we hear the results of whether we were successful or not.
So hopefully by the end of the year.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Great job on getting this moving too.
Councilor Akeley, questions?
I don't have any questions. I do have one question. What do you think we'll be doing with the old skate park location? What will we turn that into?
You know, that I'm not sure. I think that would be a sort of a further discussion. If we're able to be successful and get these grant funds and move forward with this project, then we can have a conversation with Parks Board and Council as to, you know, what, Community Park becomes. Obviously, there's still other amenities there besides the skate park. There's basketball, there's the pagoda, and we, you know, there's that open space that's used for the Memorial Cruise-In, car show and the like. So, that sort of remains to be determined at this point.
Thank you.
Councilor Zimmer.
No questions. I'm super excited. My son has been skating now for like a little over a year, loves it. He spends hours, literally hours a day skating. So he's gonna be super excited. He's been talking to his friends that kind of helped and talked a little bit with the design. So I would love to continue to involve some of those kids because my background is kind of working with some at-risk kids, and I know a lot of those kids down there could use, like, you know, more just adult loving on them and things like that. And I think it's great for kids to be a part of some of that kind of stuff. So I would love to just, if there's any way I can be a part in that and help and have a hand in that and have those kids continue to be involved throughout this process, I would love to do that. So please keep me updated and reach out to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did neglect to mention, this was really spearheaded by skaters, users of the park. There was a large group of them that came to a Parks Board meeting and then subsequently to a council meeting to try and, you know, express the need for a larger concrete skate park. Several of those skaters have assisted me in sort of, you know, figuring out what this thing should look like and helping me design it, and they've really been instrumental in this whole thing, and my hat's off to them.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much, too. I love that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
What did you say?
He had another question.
Oh, yeah. Councillor Onslow.
Brian, is it, what's the difference in size of the two areas? Is there a difference?
Between the old skate park and the new skate park?
Between the old skate park and the Davis addition.
Yeah, so I'm going off of memory here. I think the existing sort of skate park area of community park is right around 2,500 square feet or so. The proposed new park would be right around double that, about 5,000 square feet or so.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I would accept a motion.
I have one question.
Councillor, or Mayor Pro Tem Wells.
The question I have, you was talking about the bowl being above ground. Are
yes.
there any other facilities that have bowls above ground? Majority of my bowls we've seen have been in ground, so.
Yeah, I've seen a few around. Obviously, if we're successful in this, you know, there's $107,000 dedicated to design. So, you know, the thought process would be to engage, you know, not only the skaters, because we want to keep them involved in this, but also, you know, a professional skate design firm. I'm definitely not that. But, you know, the preliminary idea, just based on, you know, not only the soils out there, but also, you know, the level of the storm system that's in the area. You know, if we did a in-ground bowl, you'd have to have a pump so that it didn't fill up with water, essentially. So, we want to make that grade function with the drainage that's out there.
I would accept a motion, Council.
This is Councilor Lindsay. I motion that we approve Resolution 583. As presented.
Sandra Day has second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve resolution number 583, the Ridgefield Skate Park grant application. Any more questions, Council? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? It passes. Thank you, Council. Moving on to the second order of business, a motion of approval of an interlocal agreement for the Historic Preservation Program. Ms. Notneris.
Thank you, Mayor. This is an updated interlocal agreement with the Clark County Historic Preservation Commission, as well as the six other cities and one town in Clark County. And just a reminder, the Clark County Historic Preservation Commission was established in 1981. And their mission is to basically protect the county's culture and heritage. And to do so, they maintain a register of qualified historic buildings, properties, and areas like entire downtowns. They offer an education program on historic resources and preservation. That's a community education program. And importantly, they are the primary resource for all Clark County municipalities on historic preservation of buildings. This new agreement is before you today for a couple of reasons. First of all, because the current agreement was signed in 2005, so there have been a few changes in the county program since that time, and the county is suggesting that it would be a good idea to remind all cities of what the changes are and assure that we agree with them. And the main changes are that there have been modifications to streamline the nomination process to have a building be placed on the Clark County Historic Register. We were lucky enough to be one of the first buildings that used that new process, or one of the first cities that used that process when we made the application for City Hall to be placed on the Historic Register, and it was it was very, very efficient. Also, just as an aside, the commission is really interested in downtown Ridgefield and would be very happy to be more involved in placing more of our properties on the Historic Register. The other major change in this agreement is that the membership of the commission is different. The current commission is made up of 5 members, all appointed by the county. Under the new agreement, the commission would be made up of 7 members, 5 of them appointed by the county and 2 of them appointed by the City of Vancouver. The City of Vancouver made that proposal and the county was very receptive to it because the City of Vancouver has about 40% of the buildings on the Historic Register, and they do donate staff time as well as funding to towards the mission of the Historic Preservation Program. And also, just a reminder, all of the programs are administered by the county and by the City of Vancouver. All of the funding comes from the county and from the City of Vancouver. There is no request for any of the cities to make any type of staff resources available or to make any type of funding available. So staff is recommending that you authorize the city manager to update and sign the interlocal agreement and to continue the partnership with the Clark Historic Preservation Commission.
Thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Wells, do you have any questions of Ms. Notenaris?
I have none.
Okay. Councillor Day.
I only have a comment. In today's library board meeting, the policy committee on collection of what's in the library as a collection, documents, articles, such as like Aline Wittage has donated to the library, also runs a parallel kind of purpose with the museum, because they collaborate on who keeps what. So I think this is really a good interlocal agreement, but just wanted everybody to be aware that there's a lot of history of this area specifically at the library, at the local library. That's all I have.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Onslow?
No, thank you.
Okay. Councillor Lindsay?
No questions, thank you.
Councillor Akeley, questions?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, and Councillor Zimmer?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, I would accept a motion.
This is Rob Akeley. I move to authorize the city manager to sign a new interlocal agreement with Clark County that governs the administration of the Historic Preservation Program, including the Historic Preservation Commission.
This is Lee Wells. I will second that.
It's been moved and seconded to authorize the city manager to sign a new interlocal agreement with Clark County that governs the administration of the Historic Preservation Program, including the Historic Preservation Commission. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Thank you, Council. Next, we'll move on to a public hearing. The approval of resolution number 582, the 2021 through 2026 Transportation Improvement Program. Mr. Cast.
Thank you again, Mayor, and good evening again, Council. So this before you this evening is our annual update to the city's 6-year transportation improvement program. This is required by state law. This is a different list than our capital facilities plan, so it's related. A lot of the projects are the same. List does not have a direct bearing on our transportation impact. So, just because a project's on here or not on here does not have any eligibility requirements for whether a project is TIF credit eligible or is funded by TIF. Attached in the spreadsheet, I have highlighted the changes from last year. A lot of this updates to this work that has been done over the last year on some of our regionally significant projects, and then also consulting our crystal ball and looking out into the next 6 years and anticipating when and how much development activity we think constructing some of the roads in our transportation network here. So I won't go through individually each one. I'm happy to answer questions, but sort of overall, the main changes were segments of Royal Road, those not only the work that has been completed by Discovery Ridge and some of the other projects along that corridor, but also to update the updated cost estimates that we have completed as we are completing the design work for the middle segment of that corridor, sort of between G Creek and South 15th. Additionally, again, consulting our crystal ball, we guessed at how much grant funds we may get from state and federal funds. So that's included in there as optimistic. Additionally, similarly, segment to reflect some and that will be complete by the end of the year, particularly the widening that's going on along Pioneer Village and with the other projects between 35th and Royal Road. Project was also updated to reflect the work that's already taken place. And Smythe Road and G Creek Trails were also updated to reflect strategies and timeframes to construct those projects, as well as the costs that were identified as we last year or 2 years ago did our G Creek Trail Master Plan and got some more detailed cost estimates for those projects. Additionally, there was a few start years that were massaged a little bit just to reflect, again, anticipated start dates for some of those projects. A lot of these projects will be driven by development. So with that, I'm happy to answer. AFA is requesting that we hold a public hearing so that we can get the required public input on our plan before we submit this on to the state.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cast. Mayor Pro Tem Wiles, do you have any questions? Councillor Day, do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Okay. Councillor Onslow.
I have a question on, does this address any of the problems, I'm guessing that this does not address any of the problems that we've had with the TIF, the traffic impact fees, and being able to address the problem of getting some of it done and paying not the city doing it. This doesn't address any of that, does it?
No, so this is really, it's a separate list from our capital facility. TIF eligible projects. That's something that we will be updating that list separately probably later this year. This is really just trying to identify regionally significant projects or projects that, you know, that are going to be going on, how and when they'll occur.
Okay, thank you.
Councilor Lindsay, questions?
No, thank you.
Councilor Akeley?
No questions.
Okay. Councilor Zimmer?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I would accept a motion. Oh, well, I'm sorry, just a moment. We're gonna move into a public hearing. It is now time for a public hearing. If you have signed up with the city clerk prior to the meeting to address the city council, your name will be called and the city clerk will send you permission to unmute your microphone so you are able to make your comments. If you have not provided notice in advance to speak during this public hearing, please use the raise your hand feature during the public hearing if you wish to make a comment. The city clerk will send you permission to unmute your microphone so that you're able to make your comments. For the controls over the phone, press *9 for raise your hand and press *6 to unmute and mute your phone. As in a live meeting, please state your name and you're limited to comments of 3 minutes. There will be no back and forth or interaction between the speaker and the council. So I will now open this public hearing. I've been notified that we've had no one sign up to speak. However, if there is anyone on the line that would like to speak, please follow the instructions that were given. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this public hearing regarding the Transportation Improvement Program? I'll say it one more time. Is there anyone wishing to speak during this public hearing on the transportation, the 2021-2026 Transportation Improvement Program? Hearing none, I will close this public hearing and I would accept a motion.
This is Rob Akeley. I move to adopt resolution number 582 as presented.
This is Dana Zimmer, I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt resolution number 582 as presented. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Thank you, Council. We'll move on to Council reports. Mayor Pro Tem Wells, do you have any bits of news that you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I have. I have attended only three things since the last meeting. That's our finance retreat this week, the briefing, and I sat in on, or listened in on the court meeting yesterday that they had, along with Councilman Akeley and Councilman Day. But one of the things I did learn that we have a new hire in town, and it must supersede the police chief because they said we have a sheriff, and I think it's AKA Steve Stewart. Anyway, that's tongue in cheek. You've got a new nickname, Mr. Stewart.
Thanks.
That's what I was hoping for.
Thank you.
that's all I got to report. They will probably report more on what the court got.
Councilor Day.
Yes, I attended those same two meetings. And also on August the 1st, our delayed Big Paddle virtual event went up. People were picking up their registered swag bags at City Hall, and I have to Lee Montanaris and Megan DeMoss for all the work of putting those together and making sure they got in people's hands. And I also, for my financial sponsors of the event, delivered in person their bags to them to keep the good relations going. I also attended four systemic racism related webinars, two sponsored by the county, one by America Walks, which was probably one of the better ones, and then an independent one of a panel that included the Clark College Diversity and Equity Vice President. So as Steve Covey, listen to understand first, and that's what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks, is doing a lot of listening. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Onslow.
Well, in the last couple of weeks or 3 weeks, I attended virtually the RTC meeting and the CTRAN meeting. Our briefing was really good, and my compliments to the people who worked on the Dragon Boat. Looked really, really good. And our grapes are growing like crazy. We worked on them today, and we're going to work on them tomorrow. And probably next week, we're probably going to have to net them, because they're starting to turn. So anyway, that's all I have at this time.
Thank you. Councilor Lindsay.
Let's see. So I have attended the AWC Legislative Priorities Committee meeting, and then this week,
is budget, because I also attended the city council retreat on the budget and then the budget advisory committee meeting today, and really want to compliment our staff in uncertain times, diligently working to give us as much certainty as possible to keep the city functioning at the level that everybody expects. And they're just really doing a great job, and thank you for all your work.
Thank you very much. Councilor Akeley.
Yes, on July 25th, I attended the Freedom of Assembly rally down at Overlook Park. On July 29th, ribbon cutting event for Richfield Craft Brewing. On from July 30th to August 1st, I worked on painting the dragon boats with the Richfield Arts Association and the Richfield Lions. I also, like Sandra, am listening and learning about systemic racism, and I attended virtually the Clark County informational session number one. And then on August 12th, yesterday, I attended session number two, which was the public outreach for people to tell their experiences. On August 8th, I attended the support department rally at Overlook Park. On August 11th, we had the council retreat, the budget retreat that's been talked about. On Wednesday, the Port of Richfield regular commission meeting, they announced that they're finishing the piers up this Friday or Monday, and all that big equipment next week will get moved out of here. And then cross beams that are way high up in the air, concrete cap go between the piers. They're getting ready to submit a lift plan, and the BPA might allow the port to work during the shutdown period, during the holidays, after they review that plan and the swing path. So there's a chance that, over the holiday, and that will pick up some time on the schedule. The port also announced they have a low bidder for their 50,000 square foot building up at Wisdom Ridge. It's Rachi Incorporated. They're gonna be interviewing them, make sure they have everything included. Discovery Ridge, the port is now marketing their 9 subdivided lots. And then today I helped trim the grapes as well, and that's it.
Thank you very much. Councilor Zimmer.
Well, I to echo what Councilor Lindsay said about the Kirk and his team. They really did a fantastic job. This is, I'm new, and everything out was very easy to follow in our meeting, and he's done a great job. So just in that retreat, just seeing what's to come. I know it's kind of uncertain times, and there's a lot of frustration with just life and people, and but there are a lot of really good things that are coming in Richfield, and Richfield is still moving forward, and I love that, and I love that I'm a part of that. So great job, everybody. I mean, I'm just kind of coming into that, and I'm excited to be part of that. Everyone else has kind of planned all of this. And then, of course, I was super excited to see Grant on there. So I'm very excited to let Carter know that there hopefully will soon be a new skate park this next year for here in Richfield. And then also I won't have to drive him all over the country. Maybe he'll just stay in Richfield at the skate park. So, great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor. And I also would like to acknowledge Mr. Johnson and his team for a great budget retreat, and also our first budget meeting this morning. Great job. Appreciate all that. With that, Mr. Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, and community listening in. Just a couple of things. First of all, just to piggyback on what Councilor Zimmer said, we are moving forward. There's a lot of work going on, in the city, and I'm going to let all of our amazing managers talk about what's going on in each of their departments. The one thing I did want to mention is just an update on the YMCA, that the memorandum of understanding between the developer and the city and the YMCA has been approved by the developer and in conjunction with working together with the city. And I will be having a conversation with the YMCA representatives tomorrow, who will be taking it to their board very soon to see about getting this moving forward. And as I told many of the council in the briefings, again, to reiterate the point that we are moving forward and a lot is coming, is that, you know, the YMCA is in a tough spot, in a tough world where, you know, a lot of their places have been shut down for a while and they're figuring out what to do about staffing and otherwise. And then they have Ridgefield come in, you know, all excited about building a new YMCA with support and financing and a place for it to go. And I don't think they know what to do with themselves on it. You know, it's an exciting thing to be a part of. We're looking forward to the next steps. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions. But like I said, the managers, department managers have a lot more information about all the great things they're working on.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First thing I'd just like to mention, unfortunately, we're saying goodbye for intern Alyssa. It was last Friday. She did a fantastic job for us this summer, helping me out. Where she's out, she's going to do a great job. And then next, on budget, thank you for the comments. We will be presenting a day at the work session on the 27th and going over baseline of that. Any questions I can answer?
Mr. Johnson, I'm sure what you had to say was very important, but we didn't get any of that, so.
We did.
So I think what we'll do is we'll go to Mr. Cast and maybe come back to Mr. Johnson and see what if his...
He's frozen.
Yeah.
He's totally frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just come back around.
Yeah.
He's affected with the oxy.
Slow there.
Mr. Cast.
Can anyone hear me now? Thumbs up?
No. Mr. Cast, you're up.
All right. This evening, first, as you probably have all noticed on the reader boards, we have some night for the final lift of paving in front of Discovery Ridge there along Rosars and the grocery store. That will be taking place at night to prevent any sort of traffic backups for commuters or travelers during the day. Additionally, we have made some good progress with WashDOT on the pedestrian crossings there at the Royal Road roundabout. We have got approval for our plan and have got that equipment on order. We're working with the vendor right now to see what the quickest expediting we can do to get that, those signals here and installed is. And then have some work going on at the dog park. Again, if you've driven by there, you've probably noticed that. The work is kind of currently on pause. The contractor was out there and got some initial work done, and then we hit a little coordination with the Olympic Pipeline folks. There was, the original plan was to have that pedestrian trail cross sort of a few feet back from the, on the driveway there for Refuge Road, and we're having to realign that slightly because the gas company's not going to easements. So you can see the pathway as it's sort of aligned right now. That first sort of 20 feet or so next to the driveway will probably have to remain sort of tight to the shoulder of the roadway to avoid that pass easement crosses, and then we will jog back and cross the Refuge Road there. With that, happy to answer any questions the council may have.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, are you back?
I hope so. Can you hear me
right now? Mr. Johnson, we'll catch you next time, sir. Miss Lusk.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before my stuff, I know because I'm sitting close to Kirk, but at least the first part of his comments were a shout out to our Melissa Peterson, who just finished her internship with us. I know Kirk can relay this information better, but she did great work for the finance department.
Do you want to hear from Kirk? Because I can have him sit here.
That was part of Kirk's speech. For community development, I think since the last time we talked, all of the library building plans have been approved. So we'll see movement on that soon, which is very exciting. And other than that, for development, it's a lot of the same as you've heard from me on the last couple of updates. Our building and residential and commercial permitting processes have been going forward very well, surprisingly well, given the strange times we're in. And then something I wanted to mention, we just this week selected a consultant to help us use some grant money we got from the Department of Commerce to study ways we can update our code to accommodate more variety of housing types in the city. So we'll keep you updated on that process as it goes forward. Happy to take any questions.
Claire, this is Rob Akeley. I have two questions.
Sure.
Up at the roundabout across from the Chevron, I see a lot of trucks delivering. They must have a grading permit to do fill work in there. A lot of people have been asking me what is going on there, and I was wondering if you could comment on that.
I believe Brian Kirk grading permit active on that site to the north of the Chevron. At this point, it's just grading. As you may remember, we had a pre-app a couple months back for that site for a commercial development, fueling station, mini mart, car wash kind of thing, but they haven't come back in formally, so I can't speak to whether that's going forward, and I believe it's just grading activity at this point.
Okay, and the only other question I have is, also, some of my constituents have asked me about the that project on Hillhurst and Sevier. I see they've kind of started back up a little bit doing some work. Some people were worried that the project looks like it's going again. Do you have any news on that?
You know what? I don't have any news on that. I believe they're just moving forward with some building permits that were approved a while their original plans and are still active. But I'm happy to do a little research on that and get back to you if that's helpful too.
All right, thank you very much.
Ms. Parker.
Good evening. I'm happy to see you guys all. I haven't had a chance to meet any of you in person in a really long time. I am able to answer any questions, but you guys have been kind of light on me. You've been busy doing a lot of other things, and it hasn't left a lot of time for leak questions, but to report.
Okay. Thank you very much. Ms. Montanaris?
I do have a couple of things. I know that the dragon boats were mentioned today, but importantly, check your Columbian tomorrow. There's going to be what sounds like on those boats and how they were acquired and the fact that it is definitely a community effort to get them ready to put in the water. Councillor Akeley and myself and Patricia Thompson and Joe Milroy met with them today, so there should be a big story with lots of pictures tomorrow. The second thing is that our Masking for a Friend campaign has begun. We've got some social media, have our first shipment of masks at City Hall, and we should be getting an additional shipment tomorrow, so we're going to start getting those distributed within the next few days. And lastly, the money that was raised from the sales of the Ridgefield Resilient t-shirts is being, and there's a $500 check that's going to be presented to the Family Resource Center hopefully next week, and some of the other money is going to, with additional expenses due to COVID, which is very much appreciated by some of our local businesses. And I think that's all I have.
Great, thank you. Chief Brooks.
So things are going very well in the city of Ridgefield, public safety wise. The event on Saturday was very nice, and all the officers felt very blessed by it. So that's just something that makes it really special working in Ridgefield, especially when I take a look around and see what other places are experiencing. In addition, on Wednesday, I guess it was just yesterday, we had Patrick Morgan, our latest hire, graduate from the police academy. He was the president of his academy class, which it just makes me really proud when there's police officers from all over the state going through this. It was our guy who was selected to be the class president. And so he did a job, and he is looking forward to starting work Monday morning. So, and we're looking forward to having the help. Wow. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Angelo, I just wonder if you invited any of your Portland friends over last Saturday so they
can
see what it's really like.
I feel like if I do that, I should also be willing to offer them job applications to come on over.
Thank you, Chief. With that, we are adjourned.